This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning. This is Sonia and you're listening to your favorite CNBC TV 18 Market podcast where we prepare you for the day to come in the next 6 to 7 minutes. Well, guess what? The market has recovered all of the budget day losses. It's as though the budget was a distant memory. In fact, it's as though the coronavirus was a distant memory as well because the global markets have recovered substantially. In our own markets, both foreign and domestic investors bought in the cash market yesterday. So FIIs bought 366 crores in cash. Domestic institutional investors bought 600 crores in the cash markets. And as I said earlier, global markets have stabilized. So Asia is surging this morning. Japan is up 230 points. The Dow is up over 400 points overnight. And the Nasdaq touched an all-time high. Now, the fall in crude is a big positive for India, as we know. So NYMEX crude fell below $50 for the first time in a year. Brent crude fell below $54 on fears that the coronavirus threat may impact global demand. So, of course, there is that worry, but a fall in crude is an incremental positive for us. Now, this morning, the SGX Nifty is indicating that the start will be in the red because there was a big run-up yesterday, so there could be some consolidation today. But the most important thing is that the Nifty has now found some support around the 200-day moving average of 11,657. In terms of individual stocks, there are plenty of stocks to look at this morning. HDFC Bank saw 1,000 crores of delivery buying yesterday. In fact, Reliance Industries also saw 800 crores of delivery buying yesterday, so keep that in mind. Now, Bharti, the numbers looked better than expected in the sense that the operational performance has definitely improved. The net losses are lower than what we saw in the last quarter, and they have added almost 21 million 4G subscribers in one quarter, which is the highest ever. So the street will definitely like those numbers. TVS Motor, the operational numbers were in line with estimates. Revenues were down 11.5%, margins at 8.8% versus 8% earlier. So I guess the street would like that. Thermax was just about okay. In fact, the revenues were down 1.8%. The profits went up 13.2%. Bharat Forge could be in focus. The North America Class 8 truck orders came out for the month of January, and it's a growth of 10% year on year at 17,700 units. Now, in terms of earnings today, it's a very heavy day. Not too many large caps, but many mid caps. So you have Berger Paints, DLF, Indiabulls Housing, Adani Enterprises, HPCL, Bosch, Cipla and Cadila Health that come out with their numbers. But all in all, this is a market that has definitely put behind it both the coronavirus and the budget disappointment for now. Moving ahead, but this morning, slightly subdued cues. Well, that's it from my end. This is the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. You guys have a great day.